Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Going up against this Rams offense, we know that Jared Goff has so many weapons at his disposal. You know, he's got wide receivers, and Tyler Higbee, the tight end, had a huge game last week. Just what do you see from this passing attack that Goff has at his disposal?
Man, explosive. He does a great job of taking control of the offense. The offensive coordinator do a good job of getting their players into space and getting them to situations where they'll be successful. So to be successful on defense, we're going to have to run to the ball and play team total defense and just try to and trust each other and just do the things we're coached to do.
How about with Higbee, him coming off a huge game? And I know that last week Fitz kind of found some success when he was throwing over the middle. He hit Mike Gesicki. What do you see from Higbee, and what do you need to do to slow a guy like that down?
Big frame, a guy that's mobile. He can run, he can block, do a lot of good things in the offense. But we're gonna have to try to just run to the ball and just do total team defense and try to contain him. It's going to be hard to stop him completely, but if we can contain him from making the big splash plays, I think we'll be fine.
And last question for me. I know you were in the red non-contact jersey yesterday. How do you feel now? What's your, you know, your kind of status, how you're feeling?
Oh, I'm great, Heather. Thanks for asking. I'm good. I'm going to be ready to roll on Sunday. I'm going to continue to rehab and do things, but I'll be fine.
Cool. Thanks, Trey.
All right. Thank you.
Take away Trey, Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports 1080. How you doing, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. And, you know, moving on, you know, it's not like you haven't been in this place before. You know, you guys were 3-0 last year. I mean, what's the mindset on, you know, making sure that you're consistent in the W column this year?
Just taking it one game at a time. The LA Rams is the next game. That's the most important game. It's the one we get to play this week. So we got to continue to prepare and watch the film, continue to correct things. We know it's not going to be 100% perfect, but if we play as a team, which we will, we'll be fine. So just try to take it one week at a time, like I said, and just hone in on this game because this is most important.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking on this game, how crafty is former Buffalo Bill Robert Woods?
Oh, man, he's a guy that can get in and out of breaks. He do a great job of running all the routes around the field, even screens, jets. He do a lot of things, so he's not a one-trick pony. He's a guy that can, you know, take handoffs, catch the short pass, catch and run, and can beat you over the top. So we're going to have to try to contain him, man. It's going to be tough because they got a lot of guys that can do a lot of explosive things. So we're going to try to stay on top of that guy and try to stop him from making a big splash play.
Appreciate your time, Trey.
All right, no problem. Thanks.
What's up, Trey? Thanks for taking some time. I want to ask you a little bit about Jordan Poyer. Obviously, a guy that I feel like it's kind of left under the radar a little bit when people are talking about this defense. He's made two big plays early on. I mean, just how important is he to this defense? What have you seen from him stepping up as a leader and a captain this year?
I mean, since I met him, since I got him 17, he's been the same guy, consistent. You know he's you're gonna get from Jordan Poyer, a guy that's gonna give you everything he's got. He's gonna play lights out for the defense. He's not gonna make many mistakes. Like I said, very consistent. So each and every year, you know, Jordan Poyer is gonna have 5 or 6 picks, 4 or 5 forced fumbles, 100 tackles, and he's gonna be on the field each and every game. He's a reliable guy too. He's very durable. So he's a guy that's been doing it at a high level each and every year. Like you said, he don't get the credit that he deserves. But with a guy like him, it really doesn't matter to him. Only thing he cares about is what his peers and what his teammates and his coaches think about him. And that's the same for other guys in our locker room. And I think that if you continue to have that type of attitude, all good things will happen. So Poyer's going to continue to play well for us and going to continue to make plays.
And you've played almost 30 games with Levi Wallace in this league. When you see him across the field, how much confidence do you have in him?
Total confidence, man. Levi, I already know. As far as, like, every defensive back knows in this league, man, it's tough to play the position that we play. It's a tough job. You know, you make one great play, but you have 1,000 great plays. You have one bad play, you're the worst player on the field. So you play this position to have thick skin. You got to have a short-term memory, which he has, and you're going to move on and continue to get better, and that's all we can do. You know, everybody's not at their best game right now. We just played 2 games. We hadn't played football in 7 to 8 months. Didn't have no OTAs and things like that. So guys are still rusty. Guys are still getting into it. So you don't want to be your best right now in September. You want to play your best in November, December. So we're going to continue to get better each and every day and each and every game. And when the stakes are high, we want to be playing our best football.
Thanks, Trey. Appreciate you.
All right, no problem.
Hey, Trey. Thad Brown and Rochester. I want to ask you about last week. Levi got some criticism with the way that game went, but you and him both had two or three passes where Ryan Fitzpatrick just put that ball in a spot where no one's going to defend it. You talk about having a thick skin. How hard is it when you can do everything right and still, you know, give up a reception?
Yeah, that's the beauty of football, right? Great offense beats great defense. I mean, the perfect pass beats great defense all the time. You know, you hear it all the time, but you know, playing the position that we play, it comes with a lot of scrutiny. It's so microscopic because everybody can see when you mess up. So the only thing that, you know, as a defensive back that I've learned over the years, that you can't care about what the people on the outside say about you, only what your coaches and your peers and your teammates care about, say about you. Those are the things that's most important because those are the people that really know what's going on and know what calls we're in, what leverage we have, and things like that. So you can't let the outside noise mess with your confidence, because at defensive back, you got to have confidence. That's the most important thing, you know, because playing this position, you're going to get beat. There's no defensive back that ever played the game that hasn't been beaten, hasn't given up a touchdown, hasn't given up a long pass. So that comes with it. That's come with the territory. Nobody's that played this position is going to go their whole career without giving up touchdowns or giving up long passes. It's unrealistic. So that's what you got to know playing this position, and you just try to make the most of the opportunities that you have. And I feel like, you know, if we continue to practice hard and hone in on our fundamentals, we'll be fine.
You know, it's easy to sit here and say that on a Thursday. Is that something that you guys have to continually remind each other of? And maybe did you have to remind Levi of that this week after what happened on Sunday?
I typically, you know, when things are tough, I don't try to overreact or things like that, because for one bad game, Levi's had 40 good, great ones, or 29 great ones, 28 great ones. So you can't let one game dictate the overall success or the overall, you know, how you look at a player. Man, Levi's played meaningful snaps for us. On the fourth down, the goal line stand, he broke up a pass, you know. So you got to be resilient, you know, and he's one of those resilient guys. And things like that is not going to affect him. Giving up a few passes in the game is not going to affect him. We won the game. That's all that matters. So we on to the next one.
Thanks, Trey. Appreciate it.
Why are you knocking me?
Hey, Trey. It's Sal. How are you, buddy?
What's up, Sal? How you doing?
Good. Have you thought about the fact that you're going to be on the field? The two highest paid cornerbacks in the history of the league are going to be on the field at the same time against each other. You know, sort of, you know, I guess. You know,
I never even thought about it like that, Sal. Jaden is a good friend of mine. We talk quite a bit. We talk all the time, quite frankly. And he's a guy, man, that I really love his game, love to watch him play. He just brings so much to the game. He's a special athlete. He's a gifted athlete, and he can do it all, man. He can tackle, play off, play press. It's long. He gets his hands on guys. He plays the football well. So for a guy like him, I don't see a weakness in his game. He's a great player, Sal, and I always tell him, man, I respect the way you go about your business. I respect the way that you prepare him, because I've seen him on many occasions, how you prepare, how you take care of his body and stuff like that when we talk on FaceTime. So he's a good friend of mine, and I wish him all the best, continued success, and I just don't hope he don't have the success this week, though.
Can you go a little bit more into that personal relationship with him and the fraternity you guys have as corners?
I mean, you know, just we like to share like knowledge and just try to, because we know it's tough playing the position that we play. So anytime I can have a friend that that's doing it at a high level, he's been doing it at a high level since he got in the league, and I can pick his brain to see how I can get better, I'm all for it. And he's one of those guys. He's not gonna shortchange. He's gonna give you everything he has, and it's on you to take it. And I'm one of those guys. I'm gonna soak it all in, everything that I can get to be the best player that I could be. And he's been a great resource for me for the last 3 years that we've been pretty tight. And so those things are gonna continue to go. You know, as you get older in this league, different things starting to come up. So you just add it to your book of notes. And he's been a guy that he's added a few notes to my notebook, and I added quite a few to his. So we talk on a weekly basis all the time, maybe two or three times a week, exchange texts, or we're gonna be on FaceTime. So, but this week it's been a different week. We hadn't talked this week, but it's gonna be good to see him on Sunday. It's gonna be fun to watch.
Thanks, Trey.
I appreciate it.
Hey, Trey, Jason Wolf at the Buffalo News. Really appreciate you taking some time to answer questions today. I was curious about your relationship with Jalen. He signed that massive contract extension just a few days after you signed yours.
Uh-huh.
What did you think about that deal that he signed?
Man, I told him.
You were the highest paid guy in the league for a minute.
Yeah, I told him, man. I'm very happy for him. I told him, congratulations. You deserve every dollar that you got, because since you've been in this league, you've been one of the top guys at the position. You've been doing it at a high level, and you haven't missed time. You've been very consistent. You've been doing it year in, year out, and I've seen the work that you put in. So I'm very proud of you. I'm so happy for him. I'm extremely proud of him, man. He's earned it, man. And for him to do that and the way he did it, man, it's pretty sweet, man. And for him to do it like that, so to be the first cornerback to get $100 million, man, that's big. You know, I'm very happy for him, and happy for continued success for him.
How do you think your game compares to him? And what's the mindset of a lockdown corner or shutdown corner, knowing that you're not going to shut a guy out? You're not going to shut a guy out for the duration of a game.
Oh, no. You got to go into the game knowing that you just want to win more than you lose, and you're not going to shut a guy out to zero catches or one catch. Guys are too good in this league. Receivers are too good. Routes are too crafty. They're so technically sound now. Only thing you can do is just try to limit it. And then just knowing what I know, it's never going to be just a one-on-one matchup between you and the guy, man. You need your teammates. You're going to need your pass rush. You're going to need your linebackers. Your safeties over the top. It's a total team thing. It's never a one-on-one thing. And it's something that I never look at as a one-on-one thing. So I feel like to be a great corner in the league, you got to be able to tackle, play man end zone, play off end, up and bump and run. And I think that Jalen do those things well, man. That's what makes him a great player.
Thank you, Trey.
I appreciate it.
Hey, good afternoon, Trey. George Radney, Challenger Community News. How you doing today?
How you doing, man?
Great. My son in Baton Rouge at the Enterprise says you're the best cornerback in the league. And hey, anytime people come through, he's more than welcome to stop at his location.
Man, tell him I really appreciate that, man.
Yes, indeed. And for this week, with a heavy running attack that the Rams are forced, do you see that tackling will be an even bigger key this week against a punishing running game presented by the Rams?
Oh, most definitely. I feel like each and every week that tackling is very important, because you don't get many reps at it. You get one padded practice a week, and then you're on the game once you feel it in the game. So you got every opportunity you get to tackle in practice. You got to take those reps series, because those are the only reps you're going to get besides going to a live game when the bullets are flying. So I feel like tackling is a huge deal every week. Our coaches do a great job of just working with us on angles and trying to make it trying not to make it a one-on-one tackle. You know, you need your teammates. You got to vice it and, try to make it a gang tackle each and every tackle, because a one-on-one tackle in the NFL is very difficult to do. And guys are too shifty nowadays. So you got to sort of use your teammates and try to use your help. So I feel like our coaches do a great job of drilling great drills on how to use your leverage and use your teammates to be successful when it comes to open field tackling.
Do you feel so far that the referees are allowing the guys to play It's a lot more, they're allowing you guys, the defenders, to be a little more physical with the offensive receivers so far?
I would say for the most part, but I could argue with that because I feel like the call that I got last week on the illegal contact wasn't a flag, but it is what it is. We live and we learn from it. So you just got a feel for how the referees are going to call the game in the first quarter, and then you know how to adjust your game from here on out.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.